everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities. But we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours. Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 24th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th, 8th, and 9th at River Spirit Expo at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
All right, welcome back. Moderate to strong market weakness seen throughout the livestock trade today. Pressure in hog trade, though, easing today as strong pork values helped to draw commercial buyers back into the complex. Corn prices were mixed in light trade today. September corn futures about two-thirds of a cent lower. Stock markets were lower in light trade. The Dow Jones 6 points lower. NASDAQ down 12 points. In live cattle, moderate pressure redeveloped across the trade today as strong market pressure in feeder cattle activity continued to be the main driving force behind the weaker market moves. Nearby live cattle futures, though, held losses of 40 to 80 cents per hundredweight based on expected continued cash market pressure and softness in beef values. Although given the bearishness of both futures trade and beef values, packers were not aggressive in pushing for higher prices than paid midweek. In feeder cattle, sharp triple-digit losses flooded into the feeder cattle futures complex today, with nearby contracts holding losses nearing $2 per hundredweight. The concern there that increased supplies will be even more bearish on the entire market over the coming weeks and months and will add even more uncertainty to the meat markets in the near future. Meanwhile, U.S. stocks were ready for a lower open after turning down in European trade yesterday. U.S. corn exports continued to face stiff competition, though. Taiwan filled its tender for 5.1 million bushels from Brazil, while South Korea tendered for 2.8 million bushels. The U.S. also gained a larger share than normal of July soybean imports by China. While deals from South America dominated trade, normally U.S. exports fall off near nothing in the month. Finally, overseas wheat markets have been mixed. January futures for Eastern Australian wheat plunged 15 cents to 5.22 and three quarters after this week's range, while December futures in Paris trade were up half a cent to 5.12 and a half after adjustments for volumes and currencies. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.